fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Wednesday, the third day of February. The prepper tip of the day, and we just found out yesterday from Mike Adams that Russia now has a missile that will go Mach 20. That's 20 times the speed of sound, and it can carry an EMP payload, electromagnetic pulse payload. Pretty scary stuff, because apparently we have no countermeasures to deal with that. All right, we have patient Wayne Green, my friend, Professor James McCanney. Professor McCanney taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's an amateur archaeologist, advanced to the point where he consults with foreign governments about matters of archaeology. A weekly radio talk show host, the author of 12, soon to be 13 and 14 books once he gets them done. And good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. How are
well,
we
sir,
today?
I should mention also your website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com.
That's right.
Well, sir, we move forward. I made a comment 2 or 3 months ago. I feel like I'm living in a never-ending Twilight Zone episode. Do you have a similar feeling sometimes?
Yeah, but I had to cross through the barrier, one of those Twilight Zone barriers, and step out into my own reality and just form that. And that's what I recommend that people do.
Absolutely.
There's no way government is going to solve anything anymore. So it's pointless to look at news on either side of what happened. It was, you know, a worldwide effort, really, to take down anything independent. Brexit is still struggling to find identity, you know, in amongst the European Union and, you know, everything else going on. So the only Brexit is, I would call it Pexit, personal exit.
right.
You know, and you know, there's no more voting. There's no more, gee, maybe the Republicans can win Congress in 2 years. You know, people still listening to QAnon drops. And, you know, it's just, hey, it's over. Time to
Agreed.
Move on.
Agreed.
Time to
Jim,
move on.
We already have some callers on hold here. Our first caller is Patrick in England. Good morning, Patrick.
Yeah, hello, John. I've not spoken to you for a long time. I just thought I'd say hello there, and hello to Professor McKenney. I shall listen to what you've got to say, because I'm at home at the moment and so able to sort of tune in. It's sort of early afternoon here. I just thought I'd ring in just very quickly. John, you just mentioned Ralph Efferson just a short while ago, and I just thought I'd mention, I've actually just re-watched, he's taken his presentation, his 4-hour DVD, he's taken the made a separate presentation all about how just one man with the help of two others ended the war in Vietnam when the president just wanted to keep on dragging it out and dragging it out. It's all about how they managed to bluff the government into sinking the dredger in the Haiphong port.
Haiphong Harbor, right. Haiphong Harbor, right.
It is phenomenal. And, it's a 45-minute presentation. It's up there on YouTube still at the moment. It hasn't been removed yet. And interesting, I checked out all the people he mentions. Of course, Nord Davis, whose idea, the ex-IBM guy, but all the other people, General Earl Wheeler, General Curtis LeMay, Anthony Sutton, the Major Dorden Diaries, Granville N. Rideout, and General Pedro de Vale. The last two guys were the two guys that really managed to pull this off. And it was just the most phenomenal story. No one knows about that, you know?
Well, we just made some people aware of it today, didn't we, sir?
And it's available to view it. And I would say get on the YouTube, download it. He said you're free. He says at the beginning of it, Ralph Efferson, you're free to make copies. So download it off YouTube, make copies, and it's just a great story, you know. And it's all the timing about it. I think that Nixon only reluctantly did it when they knew that if he didn't do it, they were going to try and do it, or at least make them believe that they were going to do it. It's a great story.
It is. Thank you for the call, Patrick. We appreciate it.
Yeah, all the best. Bye. Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, Jim, I don't want to dwell on that too long, but Ralph Epperson is a credentialed historian, and it's a factual story about how one man, with the help of about two or three others, ended the Vietnam War. Fascinating story. Let's go to our next caller here, Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah.
Hello.
Go ahead, Deborah.
Sorry. Yes, I've been listening to your show a very long time, John, way back till 2005, somewhere in there.
Really?
But anyway, okay. And I wanted to let Dr. McKenney know that I was on a chat on Facebook, and they were asking, people were asking information about science and Antarctica, and I went to type his name in, and a girl got the information, and then right after I typed it in, they knocked me off and blocked me from any more information about good books to read about different topics. That was one thing. And
what was
the other
platform?
Thing is my father was in World War II, and he never talked about it too much, but in his elder years, he said his ship would drop. He was on a transport ship, picking up soldiers, dropping them off different places. But he said he went to Antarctica and dropped officers off. He didn't know why they were doing it, but they'd go down there, drop officers off, then go on to what they were doing. And that was one thing I remember he told me. And also, I'm giving you three things at one time. Regarding the vaccination, I am high risk. I'm allergic to a lot of medicine, and I went to my doctor and said, what do you think about me getting the vaccine? Because I didn't want it, but I didn't tell her I didn't want it.
Right.
And this is a lung doctor, and she says, I don't want you to have it, which surprised me because a lot of the doctors are doing it. So she must know something I really don't know. And I was happy to hear that. She said, no, I don't want you taking it. And not just because of my high allergies, but so she's not going to give it to me. So I just wanted to say that, too.
Okay, well, we appreciate that, Deborah. Okay.
Deborah, what was the platform where you typed my name in and they blasted you off of there? What was that?
It was a show by, I don't know, do you remember that music guy, David Icke, I think it is? Okay.
David, yeah.
And he had a fast chat on science. They were talking about all sorts of things. Of course, they were going off on New Age and all sorts, but I kept typing in. Oh, my gosh, my TV came on. A girl wanted to know about, they were talking about Antarctica and alien beings and things in Antarctica, all sorts of stuff. So I didn't get on that topic, really, because I don't know much about it. So I said, if you want to read some good books, I listed them. Also, I put on your books to find and Steve Quayle's book, Empire Beneath the Ice. Well, anyway, within a minute or two, I was blocked. They said, we don't want this kind of information, and I never could get back in the chat room.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. Let me tell you a couple stories here. On YouTube, if you go to some, you know, somebody's YouTube video and you put type in, you know, James, another good source for information, James McCanny, or you put my webpage, it will be taken down immediately. It will never post, and you will be able to see it, but nobody else will. So you think that your posting is still there. That's, and then another little thing, this is, goes all the way back to the beginning of YouTube. When I was a keynote speaker at the International UFO Congress in Laughlin, Nevada, 2 years in a row, 2003, 2004. And I went back behind stage before my talk, and someone had disconnected the feed on the microphone and camera for my talk, so it would not be recorded. And when I went to the production people and the owner of the event, who was a friend of mine, he said the only person that could have done that was somebody who was intricately, you know, had a knowledge of the audiovisual equipment there, knew exactly what to unplug, and was nowhere around. So there was nobody at that location of the equipment. So someone had to be aware enough that they could go in quickly, unplug it right before my talk, and they plugged it back in, and it was recorded. You can still see that talk on my DVDs that I offer on my webpage. But it goes way back, way back. People followed me through the 80s, through the 90s, you know, I could go on and on about that. But, yeah, that's I'm the original censored person. And I still managed to get information out there. You know, there are all kinds of web pages that have no ability to respond or edit or comment, and just create lies about me. People who don't even know me know nothing about me, changing things I said. And then, yeah, it's just it's constant. But, yeah, they do not want me listed any place or available.
Well, and there was just one more thing, because I don't know if people believe this kind of stuff, because my friends don't. In the 1990s, I went to they were starting to chip animals, and a lot of people were against it. This is in feet. I had to go out to Mesa area in Arizona, and I went to a hearing with Betsy Bayless and a lot of people. They were on the panel, and I'll make it short, but most of the audience was against it. But I stood up and I said, I know what you guys are doing. And she says, what are you talking about? I said, if you chip our animals, then next it'll be my kids and my grandkids or myself, and I'm not really into chipping things. Well, what happened was we had to sign in to this conference, and I'm not kidding you, a week after, now I had some animals, I had dogs and I had some cats. All right, well, I came home from work a week later, my gate was clipped open and my dogs were gone, And then my husband and I were out barbecuing a week after that. He goes, what is that sound? And he looks up, and I'm not kidding you, I had a Black Op helicopter above my backyard, and I am a nobody. I went to work every day. I'm just a mom with kids. And he goes, why is that? He heard the woof, 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 real quiet. We looked straight up, and it was right over our house. And I said, I don't want to think weird things, but could it be when I went and voiced my thing at the animal control? Because our animals were gone, too. I'm just saying, put all the pieces together.
Okay. Yeah, it's. Thank you for the comments. That's interesting.
Well, Deborah, don't be a stranger.
I don't know. I'm just saying it was a weird situation. So, thank you so much, and I do like your show, and I love the Green Beret music before. I've loved that since I was a little girl. I still have the album, too.
Okay. Well,
so thank you so much.
Good. I donated my album to a Special Forces fundraiser. We have an annual get-together. I've heard similar stories from other men and women that have had a similar experience with a helicopter showing up after they've been outspoken. Jim, that does happen. It does really happen. Anyway, the call in line is 512-248-8252. Jim, what direction do you want to go next, sir?
Well, a lot of times people maybe live vicariously. I hear this. They live vicariously through me. And so my advice to people, if people want to know what to do today, is that just become independent. That's the only thing you can do. And people ask, well, where can I move to? And I don't have any recommendations on that. I would say find counties, or the other thing, too, is become very active at the local level in your government. And make sure your local government is independent, not part of the swamp.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's where you have the most effect. And just as important as all that is to elect a sheriff who will support the Constitution, including the Second Amendment. That's not optional, is it, Jim?
No, not at all. And that's where it really begins. Because he can override even local politicians. But this thing has been, the voter cheating has been in there so long that, you know, the local elections have been fixed. And people just don't know it. They think, oh, you know, my neighbor voted for that person there, when that's not the case at all. It's just like a third world country now. And that's the issue. The United States, economically, someone wrote to me the other day about some business factor, and I came back with about 20 other ones. The whole international industry of business is collapsing. You have 200 fully loaded transport ships off of Los Angeles and Long Beach Harbor. There's no more room to stack them up. They're full of cargo. They can't unload. All of the reserve transportation ships have been employed. Usually there's many, many, many of those that the shipping companies have to buffer cargo. They're all full. They're all sitting there. And, the economy is, I have to work around a lot of this stuff, so I see it every day. People send me videos. I say, I don't need a video. I know what's going on because of personal experience. But I would say just basically, if you have a place already, trying to start something new at this point would be difficult. So
hold that thought, Jim. We got a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Wednesday, the third day of February. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. You heard the announcement from Mike Adams. EMP missiles from Russia at Mach 20. Might be a good time to get yourself an EMP Shield device for your car, your children, your grandchildren. Nice $50 discount at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website's linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. And Jim, you've got a weekly radio show. Let people know how they can listen live and to your archives, please, sir.
Thanks, John. Yeah, every Thursday evening at 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, Tower Number 2, the James McCanny Science Hour at the Crossroad airs. It re-airs about seven times in different venues. All of the ways to listen are on my webpage. And also, I encourage people to look at my education program, which interestingly enough contains my books and lectures, hundreds of lectures hour long that are essential for people to understand science and understand the garbage science that's being thrown at them. So all of that on my webpage, John, which is linked from your page.
Well, garbage science, garbage history, garbage medical training. I'm curious, I mean, I don't know the answer to this, and you probably don't either, Jim. In these medical schools, are they teaching these youngsters in their 20s that there's more than two genders? Or are they just doing the right thing and saying that there's two genders and there's mental illness?
I have no idea. You know, when you go to fill out a birth certificate, there are only two options.
I think some of the states are actually changing that, quite frankly. I've read that you can opt out of a sex designation on some of these, in some states on birth certificates.
Oh,
it's a fast-changing world, Jim.
Yeah, right. Liberalism has no bounds.
It has no bounds. Insanity has no bounds. Mental illness has no bounds. We got a call here, Jim. We got Nancy in Illinois. Good morning, Nancy.
Hello. I have a question for Mr. McKinney. Have you heard anything or know anything about the Schumann resonance? I've been hearing a lot about that, how it's affecting the Earth and different things.
Well, any physical body has various types of resonances. There are sound frequency, in other words, physical frequencies. And a resonance frequency is one like, say, you have a bucket of water and you're dropping a drop of water right in the very middle. And so the wave goes out, it reflects off the edge and then comes back to the middle. If you drop another drop of water just as that first wave is coming back to the middle, that's called resonance. And so the Earth has various frequencies. The Earth is also a conductor. And as a physical entity, as a conductor, it's going to have resonant frequencies. And so not just one, but many. And so the beings that live here, we are very much physical and electrical beings with an aura, which is, it's a very strange thing because it's not purely electromagnetic, but because science cannot put a meter on it, nobody talks about it in the scientific world. It's only discussed in what they might call alternative channels. But anyway, yeah, the Schumann resonance refers to the electrical resonant frequency of Earth. And the effect that it has, a lot of people talk about the various effects it has on people, animals. But then if you change that, you put in other alternative electromagnetic systems like 5G or something like that, that can alter your body's ability to connect into the Schumann frequency. So anyway, I'm sure that's probably a lot of what is being discussed, you know, on the internet, et cetera. But the other thing is, I always caution people, don't get your science on YouTube. YouTube is so full of, and that's why I don't post on YouTube any of my stuff, because it would just be lost in a sea of garbage science. And so anyway, it's a buyer beware getting that kind of information. And what people extrapolate from it, and people try and project other things into it, and a lot of that's intentional. The CIA has thousands of people that they support, and a lot of these people are just nobodies that are posting on YouTube just garbage. I mean, I listen to some of this. People send me stuff to listen to, and I listen to it, and it's like, this is just pure garbage. People are making up phrases and. It's just ridiculous. There's one guy called Suspicious Observer. The guy's not even a scientist. He's like a failed lawyer. And he's out there projecting stuff. It's just ludicrous.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Nancy, thank you for your call. Thank you, Nancy. We got a 5-minute break. We got a call on hold. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 3rd of February. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. There's lots there, including the link, of course, to Professor McCanny's website on my links page. And, of course, the Energy Cleaner. We're finally getting caught up on back orders. It's been phenomenal, a 300% increase in orders this past 12 months. But we're getting caught up on energy cleaners and mattress pads, getting them out the door, and getting them to people so they can get their life back. Check out the details at my website at thelibertyman.com. You want to mail me a check? You can mail me a check. You want to pay by PayPal, MasterCard, Visa? You can do that at my website. You can also make that purchase using my toll-free order line, orders only, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. And yes, we are, in fact, visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website is linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, our next caller is John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. Good morning, James. I've got a lot to say, but I'll start out, and I'm saying this most with sincerity, James. I was taught in school that science, the word science, was a study of knowledge. Is that correct?
Yeah, Yeah, that would be.
Okay, so really anyone that is looking to know, by definition, is a scientist. So, you know, we may not have papers, we may not have diplomas, but if we're studying knowledge, we are scientists to different degrees. So I kind of found it offensive when you said he's not even a scientist, okay?
Well, let me explain something about studying things. If you want to study a subject, it's painstaking, but first of all, you should study what is known or believed to be known about a given subject. And then, if you want to go off in another direction, that's fine. But don't come in as an expert and not have any clue of what's happened before or reference it and pretend.
And I agree with that. But to gain new knowledge, you've got to look out. I agree with you. But to find new knowledge, you've got to look outside the box.
You have to have a basis to begin your. If you're going to change something, would you agree with this? You should understand what you're trying to change. Would you agree to that?
Well, yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay. What prompted my call?
What
I'm criticizing is someone that claims to be an expert has making up ridiculous things and has no knowledge of what came before. And so that's not science. That's misleading. That's garbage science.
And I agree with that. But what prompted my call was the idea, John asked a question, you know, are medical doctors even taught male and female? Well, I remember, and I'm not that old, I'll be 64. I remember something called hermaphrodite, where a child was born with both male and female genitalia. And the parents were told to decide, do you want a boy or do you want a girl? And now it would be a badge of honor to have both, to be basically a Baphomet, male and female. Well, that's your choice. You feel like a woman today and a man tomorrow. So now we have actually reversed science to the point where we're changing sexual orientation because someone has a mental disability saying, I'm a woman in a man's body, or vice versa. Now, that to me, I can't help but wonder, James, was it a birth defect, or was it genetic research that was being done behind closed doors, and someone in a lab somewhere was saying, success, the sweet smell of success, we've done it. I can't help but think that that's a distinct possibility. We look up at this guy who came up with a polio vaccine, Jonas Salk. And when you look into the history of that, that was actually medical experimentation. That they knew what they were doing. I got the sugar pill. Someone else got the thing in their arm. And a lot of them got cancer. So who was Jonas Salk? Was he this humanitarian or was he an evil doctor? What's his, you know? I've got to ask that question as well. In regards to what the previous caller was saying about black helicopters, because she opened her mouth up at a dog catcher meeting or whatever it was, listen, I only know of one person that I've ever heard of that was buzzed by a predator drone twice in 1 year, and you're talking to him. I drive a truck. A lot of times I'm on two-lane roads, and I'm on the radio a lot. I have a lot of opinions, and I say a lot of things. And I had a treetop level fly over my truck in the middle of Tennessee, a predator drone fly over me while I'm in Nashville, about 40 foot off the ground in front of my truck. So what are they doing, Jim? What message are they trying to convey? You know, 350 million people in this country, and I get buzzed twice by the predator drones that we see flying over Afghanistan, being flown out of Nevada. I am going to continue to speak the truth. I don't have a certificate from some big fancy university, but I'm not a stupid man, and I'm not harping on it. But I am a scientist, and I am an engineer. I'm a self-taught engineer. You know, I didn't go to school, but I took a lot of things apart and tried to figure out how they worked when I was a child, to the point where I'd take a radio apart.
You'll notice I didn't say you had to have a degree from a school. Did I say that?
No, but, you know, I would hear...
I didn't. I didn't imply that or say that.
TV apart. Well, but that's what I'm trying to get a hold of people, is colleges, they're great, I guess. I think universities should be avoided at all costs. If you just translate the word university, you'll send your child off to a fine university and you'll get something else back that you don't even recognize, because it's come to the point where everyone needs a degree. Everyone needs the paper to get a job, to have a career, when really what you need to do is develop the matter between your ears and come to the knowledge of the truth on your own. And then talk to people. And what I'm saying to you, I'm not saying to be critical at all. I enjoy listening, because every time you come on, I learn. You know, I brought up 5G a year or two ago, and we had a disagreement about it. But now we're at agreement. 5G is not a good thing. 5G does do things to the human body. 5G, to me, is a military weapon. It is a wireless prison. And the whole idea of a messenger RNA vaccine that's really genetic therapy, here's my final question. I'd like to hear your answer. Why on earth, and I'm deadly serious when I ask that, why on earth would the so-called medical establishment that has sworn do no harm put a messenger RNA genetic manipulation into a person's body? Why would they do that, James?
Well, I cannot answer that. People are pressured, I remember the conversation about the 5G, and if it was you, you were saying that 5G caused mutations of a virus in people, and that's where the coronavirus came from, and that's what I disagreed with. I said there's no basis for under. I was not saying 5G was safe. I remember the conversation.
Well, my thing with the whole idea of a mRNA vaccine, it is not a vaccine. It's a genetic therapy. They
right,
are
but
changing
at that time
your
we
DNA.
Were talking that there was no MR, there was no vaccine
right?
of
but,
any
but
kind.
If you look at the so-called COVID virus, it is an antenna array that is manipulated by 5G. Now they're putting an mRNA vaccine, genetic therapy. They're calling it a vaccine. I believe to change your DNA, to be able to literally program you and observe everything you say, everything you do, every thought you have, every thought you will have. You will be a literal programmable slave to a system that's going to track you and use everything that you do for a so-called economy based on, a little bit of something credit system to live. You will lose your free will if you take this vaccine, period, end of story. And if you don't, you'll die. We've got a lot of people that are dying, and they're still pushing the vaccine or the genetic therapy treatment, because the agenda is, James, you're older than I am. John, you're older than I am. I'm 64. I'm a useless eater. I'm over 50. Okay, so if I get it, there's one reason. I'm breathing their air. They can't get a return on investment from me. I'm going to spend the Social Security that they stole from me my entire working life, and they want it. That's the agenda. They want people that are obedient and compliant. They want really nice folks. They don't want kind folks. They want ignorant, compliant people, ignorant, compliant slaves. And that's what the word nice means, folks. So if someone says, James, you're a nice guy, John, you're a nice guy, take offense, because neither one of you are nice. You're not ignorant, and you're not compliant. You may be kind. You may be good men. Don't let anyone call you nice, because you're not nice, and neither am I. Thank you both.
Okay, thank you for the call. Let's move on here, Jim. We got next, we have Dr. Kelly in California. Good morning, Dr. Kelly.
Hello?
Oh, excuse me. We got Joe in Rhode Island. Excuse me.
Joe in Rhode Island. Yes, that's it. How are you, John?
Wonderful. What's on your mind,
sir? How are you, Dr. McKinney? Dr. McKinney, okay. I'd like to ask a scientific question, if I could. Maybe you can help me out with it. I'm a student of the New Testament and the Old, but regarding the New Testament, are you do you have a working knowledge of the New Testament at all?
I would say so.
Okay. Yeah. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, along about verse 51, St. Paul is showing us a deep mystery. And he says, there will come a time when the kingdom of God will exist on the earth, and all flesh and blood has to be changed because it can't inherit that kingdom. So he says, I show you a mystery. We shall not all die, the Greek, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. Now my question to you scientifically is, how will all flesh all around the world be changed instantly in the twinkling of an eye at the same time? And is that possible with anything that you know of today that could cause that?
Okay, I'll just defer. I'm not one to tell you how the future is going to unfold based on biblical, you know, interpretations, whatever. I probably wouldn't even want to step into that one.
Okay. All right. Anything else, Joe?
I guess that's about it, John.
Okay.
Thanks, James. Okay.
All right. The next caller is John in Florida. Good morning, John.
Oh, hi. This is Dr. Kelly, and I want to thank you so much, JR, for your service in the past and presently and in the future, and your guest as well. And I found an interesting article, and I'm going to be renewing my chiropractic license that I had let the paper license basically retire. And I guess the soon-to-be former governor is trying to, I mean, people have just fled the state in hundreds of thousands of droves are getting out of California. And I think it's going to be a great opportunity. And for those students that are looking to get a career where you can actually help and serve your fellow man, pursue the naturopathic degree. And if you want to get a dual doctorate in chiropractic, why, go right ahead. And really interesting section of the Old Testament, the book of Joshua, covers AI. The city of AI, the king of AI, and their people. And I'm trying to get a couple of experts that worked in IT that are now pastors and preachers to maybe do a sermon or a series of lessons. And I'd love to hear their interpretation of AI, which means the ruin. And any comments from you gentlemen would be much appreciated.
Go ahead, Jim.
There again, John, I'm gonna go ahead if you have a comment.
Well, I respect Dr. Kelly's statement there, and I would encourage her to move forward to do what she wants to do. And of course, it's becoming pretty common knowledge that hundreds of thousands of people, families, businesses are leaving the People's Republic of California for Missouri and other places. So, Dr. Kelly, we congratulate you on what you're about to do there.
And I'm just looking forward to serving our fellow servicemen and women. And I know that chiropractors, at least in the Christian chiropractors, are still serving on short-term mission trips, and they were in scheduled to be in Thailand and in Cuba, and I'd love to go to Antarctica after hearing you gentlemen speak about it, and just thank you again so much for your tremendous work and your pursuit of teaching this knowledge. It's very much appreciated.
Well, thank you, Dr. Kelly. We appreciate your call. Don't be a stranger.
All right. I won't. All right. Thank you much.
Our next caller is, and we got a break coming up, but we'll get started with Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah. Hold on, Deborah. This is a break. Hold on.
Okay.
Going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-and-lift?
What the hell is an ease-off drop-and-lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's easeoff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Easeoff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get this caller here. I think we have Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah.
Yes, I'm calling back for, this is regarding frequencies. When someone has a sensory neural loss hearing, they can't pick up on the high frequencies. Do you know if there's any new science besides the cochlear implants that will help people pick up those high frequency sounds?
John, do you,
well,
are you familiar with that?
That's beyond my expertise.
Yeah, mine too.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry, Deborah.
Let's see if we can squeeze in one last call here. Priscilla in Missouri. Good morning, Priscilla. Hello, Priscilla. Looks like Priscilla's not there. All right. Well, Jim, I got about 2 minutes here for you to get out the word you want to get out this week, sir.
Well, I still have my sale on. I have not had time to take down the Christmas sale. So if people want good pricing on the products that are on my webpage, just go there. Link is from John's page. But I predicted somewhat what is going on today. And I can foresee the future, if possible, that Biden is not going to be president for very long. He's going to be long enough to sign all the things they put in front of him. It's kind of funny. He signed more presidential orders than anybody had in the previous four presidential terms. He signed them on the first day. Do you think Joe Biden read those or even had any? He certainly didn't have anything to do with writing them.
Of course not. That's a given. Of course not.
No. And so he just signed and signed and signed. Nobody even knows what's in all of that. But, I mean, you know, that's as soon as his usefulness has ended, as being a puppet, as simply a placeholder, he'll be out of there. Kamala Harris will be the... the new president. You can even imagine
that's
that.
That's really scary.
And then she will be picking a vice president, and I've already talked about that. So what I suggest that people do is, you know, and these people are not going to let go. These people are going to do everything, and they've already done everything to make sure that nothing will ever happen again. And so the only thing you can do is just take care of yourselves at this point.
Absolutely. I agree. Absolutely. Well, Jim, thank you, sir. We're going to get that wing generator section on my website up and running next day or so, and we'll be moving forward with that project as well.
Yeah, John will be on his webpage. People can fill out a questionnaire to start the process to hopefully outfit yourself with a wing generator and independent power.
Absolutely. Jim, thank you, sir. We'll have you back next Wednesday. We'll get caught up at the time then.
Okay. Take care.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Next up is Jeff Nyquist. I've known Jeff, about 18 years or so. Brilliant man when it comes to understanding international commerce and conspiracy. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.